Section 2. State, provincial, territory laws and rules of the road. State, provincial, territory laws. Basic speed law. Kansas's basic speed law requires that you never drive a vehicle at a speed greater than is reasonable and prudent under the conditions then existing. Consider road, weather and your vehicle condition, as well as your own physical condition. What might be a reasonable speed at one time may not be reasonable at another time because of differing conditions. Adjust your driving to road, traffic and weather conditions. Speed limits. Where no special hazards exist, the law sets maximum speeds for normal driving conditions. Unless otherwise posted, the maximum speeds are: in towns or cities, 30 miles per hour in any urban district. On roads and highways outside of towns, 75 miles per hour on any separated, multi-lane highway as designated and posted by the Secretary of Transportation. 65 miles per hour on any state or federal highway. 55 miles per hour on any county or township road. Unless otherwise posted, maximum speed limits. 20 miles per hour school zone, when properly marked, business district, when properly marked. School buses. The posted speed limit unless otherwise determined by school district policy. Minimum speed, impeding the flow of traffic. Minimum speed limits may also be set on some roadways. Where they are posted, any speed below that is considered unlawful under normal weather, road and traffic conditions. Even when a minimum speed is not posted, it is unlawful to drive a vehicle so slowly as to impede or block the normal movement of traffic. The exception is when it is necessary for safe operation in compliance with the basic speed law. Seat belts. Kansas law requires that all occupants use safety restraints in passenger vehicles. Seat belt use is now a primary violation in Kansas as well. If a law enforcement officer sees an unrestrained adult in a front seat, or an unrestrained child anywhere in the vehicle, then that vehicle can be stopped solely for that violation. Child restraints. The driver of a passenger car is responsible for ensuring that all children in that vehicle are properly protected with the appropriate occupant restraints. A passenger car is any vehicle designed to carry fewer than 10 passengers. All children under the age of 4 must be restrained in a federally approved child safety seat. All children 4 to 8 years of age must be restrained in a federally approved child safety seat or booster seat unless the child is taller than 4 feet 9 or weighs more than 80 pounds. Then they must use a seat belt. Children 8 years and older must be protected by a seat belt. Avoid placing a rear-facing infant seat in an airbag-equipped seat position. If you must place it there, then move that seat as far to the rear as possible. The safest position to place a safety seat is in the middle of the back seat. Read and follow the manufacturer's instructions for your car seat. Signaling for stops and turns. Before you slow down, turn or change lanes, make sure that you can do so safely. Let other drivers, cyclists and pedestrians know what you intend to do by giving the proper signal. All signals must be given at least 100 feet before making the actual move or turn. Signals should be held until you are ready to make the actual turn. If you are driving a vehicle required to have turn signals, then you must signal your intentions to turn with your electric turn signals. Turns on multi-lane roads. In making a right turn from a four-lane divided highway, enter the right lane well in advance of the turn and make a tight turn into the right lane of the cross street. For left turns, move near the center line or traffic divider and turn from the inside lane in a way that you will not swing wide and will enter the cross street just to the right of the center line. Some intersections are marked to permit turns from more than one lane. You may make turns as indicated by signs or pavement markings. U-turns. Do not make a U-turn on a curve, near the top of a hill or anywhere you cannot be seen by other drivers for at least 500 feet. Obey local ordinances and regulatory signs regarding such turns. Passing. On two-lane roads, with traffic moving in both directions, you may pass traffic on the left if the pass can be completed safely and without exceeding the speed limit. In preparing to pass, check the road ahead for sufficient distance and the road behind for other traffic that may be preparing to pass you. Turn on your left turn signal before passing. Use your right turn signal after passing before returning to the right lane. Do not return to the right lane too soon. Wait until you can see the entire front of the vehicle you have just passed in your rearview mirror. When your car is being overtaken, stay in your lane and don't increase speed within 100 feet of a bridge, viaduct, or tunnel if your view is obstructed. Within 100 feet of crossing any intersection or railroad grade crossing. On a hill, curve, or any other place designated as a no-passing zone. Any time the left side of the road is not clearly visible and free of oncoming traffic. Where signs prohibit passing. Where there is a solid yellow line on your side of the centerline. Within 100 feet of an emergency vehicle that is stopped on the side of the roadway and has its emergency lights on. The no-passing zone is the only pennant-shaped warning sign. It marks the beginning of a no-passing zone and is placed on the left side of the road facing the driver. A double solid yellow line prohibits traffic in both directions from crossing the centerline. You must return to your driving lane before coming within 200 feet of any vehicle approaching from the opposite direction. Passing on the right. You may pass another vehicle on the right when driving on one-way streets and highways marked for two or more lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. Do not drive on the shoulder to pass except during an emergency or when directed by traffic authorities. When passing on the right, check traffic ahead and behind, and use signals to show your intention. Following other vehicles. The law requires that you not follow a vehicle more closely than what is reasonable and prudent. Weather, road conditions, and traffic will influence how far this distance is. You must be able to stop or turn in order to avoid a collision if the vehicle in front of you suddenly stops. Use the 2-second rule for measuring a safe following distance under prime conditions. Under adverse conditions, use a 4-second following rule. When you are following vehicles which stop often or make sudden turns, buses, delivery vans, police cars, etc., you should increase your following distance. When driving in bad weather, you should increase your following distance even more. Following too closely reduces the ability to see road and traffic conditions ahead. Without seeing what is ahead, it is more difficult to avoid trouble as it develops. Stopping. A complete stop is required. At a stop sign. You must stop at a clearly marked stop line, but if none, before entering the crosswalk on the near side of the intersection or, if none, then at a point nearest the intersecting roadway. When coming from an alley, private drive or building within a business or residential district. When a school crossing guard is displaying an official flag in a stop position. When directed by a flag person or any traffic control device at a railroad crossing. When directed by a flag person at a construction site, or anytime when directed by a police officer. When an emergency vehicle is coming toward you or approaches from behind and is displaying flashing red lights and/or sounding a siren. Immediately drive to the right and stop without blocking any intersection. At a traffic signal that is flashing red. School buses. You must stop when meeting or overtaking a school bus, church bus, or daycare bus that is stopped to pick up or let off children. You must remain stopped until the stop signal is retracted and the red lights are turned off. Traffic approaching a school bus in the opposing roadway of a divided highway is not required to stop. Right of way. Right of way rules are an aid to safe and smooth traffic flow. They emphasize courtesy and common sense. The driver of a vehicle approaching an intersection must yield the right of way to a vehicle that has already entered the intersection from a different highway. When two vehicles enter an intersection from different roadways at approximately the same time, the driver on the left shall yield the right of way to the vehicle on the right. When entering an intersection with no traffic controls, you must yield to the vehicle on your right. If you are entering a through street or highway at which there are stop signs, you must stop completely and proceed when you can do so without interfering with other traffic. Emergency vehicles, police cars, fire engines, and ambulances have the right of way when they are displaying a red light in front or when they signal with a siren or bell. Immediately drive to the right and stop until the emergency vehicles have passed. Never follow such vehicles. When approaching a stationary emergency vehicle from the rear that is using flashing warning lights on a street or highway with two or more lanes in each direction, proceed with due caution and move to a lane that is not next to the stopped emergency vehicle. If it is not possible to change lanes, then the driver must reduce speed and proceed with due caution. You must yield to construction vehicles and workers that are actually engaged in work on the roadway. Just as with emergency vehicles, you must move into a traffic lane that is not next to the construction vehicles when you encounter one working on the road. The driver of a vehicle turning left must yield the right of way to vehicles approaching from the opposite direction. If both cars enter the intersection at the same time, the car going straight through has the right of way. Vehicles on a public street or highway have the right of way over vehicles entering from a private drive or side road. The driver of a vehicle within a business or residential district emerging from an alley, driveway, or building must stop immediately prior to driving onto a sidewalk or onto the sidewalk area extending across any alleyway or driveway. After stopping, the driver shall then yield the right of way. Cars controlled by a yield sign need stop only when necessary to avoid interfering with other traffic that has the right of way, including pedestrians. Do not enter an intersection, crosswalk, or RR crossing unless there is sufficient space on the other side for your vehicle. Even though you may have a green light, you may not enter an intersection if there isn't room to get all the way across. Parking. Parking is not allowed at the following places: within an intersection, within a pedestrian crosswalk at an intersection, within 15 feet of a fire hydrant, more than 12 from a curb, in front of a driveway, on a bridge or other elevated structure upon a highway or within a tunnel, in no parking zones designated by official signs, double or too deep along the curb or side of street, on narrow streets or roads where parking would interfere with regular traffic, on a sidewalk, within the 30 feet approaching any traffic control signal, stop sign, or flashing beacon at the side of the roadway, between a safety zone and adjacent curb, or within 30 feet of points on curb opposite ends of safety zone, within 50 feet of the nearest rail at railroad crossings, within 20 feet of driveway entrance to a fire station and on side of street opposite the entrance within 75 feet of entrance, alongside or opposite any street excavation or obstruction when parking would obstruct traffic, in spaces identified as handicapped parking. Cell phones. Anything that distracts from the task of driving makes it more likely that driver will be involved in a traffic crash. Cell phones and other electronic devices can be especially distracting. Kansas law prohibits the use of any electronic device to write, send, or read a written communication while driving. This includes texting, email, or any other writing. It does not include GPS devices or weather reports. Talking, or dialing a phone number, on a cell phone is not specifically illegal in Kansas. However, anything that distracts from the task of driving is dangerous. Just like all other driving skills, containing or managing your anger on the roadway requires training and thought prior to engaging in the driving task. You should realize that responding to another driver's negative behavior can lead to a dangerous situation. There are things you can do when confronted with aggressive drivers. Get out of their way. Do not challenge them by speeding up or attempting to hold your own in your path of travel. Avoid eye contact. Eye contact can sometimes anger an aggressive driver. Ignore gestures and name calling from aggressive drivers and refuse to return them.